You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning, San Diego. My name is Dr. Stacy Goddess, and I will be your host today for Let's Talk Dentistry. No, it's not Dr. Marvin, it's Dr. Stacy today. I am one of two holistic dentists practicing at the Center for Natural Dentistry with Dr. Marvin Pantanko. We are located at 317 North El Camino Real, Suite 106 in Encinitas. I am your host this morning, and I'm going to be talking to you a little bit about holistic dentistry and what we do at our office, but I'm going to mix it up a little bit this morning for you. I'm going to talk about a little bit different subject that I'm completely passionate about, and I'm excited about that. Let's see. We're going to have a lot of fun today talking about a subject, like I said, that I'm very passionate about, in addition to holistic dentistry, and it's health, nutrition, and fitness. I've been, you know, doing this my whole life. I'm passionate about holistic dentistry. I'm going to tell you about what we do at our office and how that relates to what I'm going to be talking about this morning. We are taking calls this morning. I welcome any calls about anything that I have to talk about. You can call in here at 1-866-577-2473. So let me talk to you a little bit about what we do at our office. We are a holistic dental practice. We provide whole body wellness through proper, effective dental care. So what we do is we remove infection and toxicity from your mouth and really let the body heal on its own once we do that. We use natural products, homeopathics. We test for biocompatible materials. We have a very clean, safe environment. It's almost like a spa when you walk in there. It's amazing, actually. And what we do for our patients is just, far, just way above some of the other traditional dentists out there. But what I'm going to start talking to you about is kind of how I chose my career in the holistic dental field and how it's related to nutrition, fitness, exercise, whole body wellness. I chose a career in the dental field as a way to help people achieve their goals related to overall health and well-being. I really have a deep passion for health, fitness, and nutrition, like I was saying. And what I noticed over the years is that patients needed a more integrative approach to their dental needs, and that their lifestyle outside of that was directly related to their dental health, really. Dental health and optimal wellness really go hand in hand. What I started to notice is that patients needed help with their nutritional support, you know, before and after surgical procedures, and they wanted to maintain that for a very long time. And so I have a lot of questions from patients, like, what do I do nutritionally? How do I support my system, my immune system, before and after a procedure? And what do I eat? What are the best supplements to take? How do I feel better? How do I get more energy? I'm feeling lethargic. And these were questions that, you know, came up on a consistent basis every time I would talk to patients for their new patient exams. So it wasn't just about their teeth. It wasn't just about what's going on in their mouth, but it's a whole body approach. And so we really take a lot of time at the office to talk about whole body wellness, what's going on with each patient, and how everything is interrelated. So from my past experience, I used to be a fitness competitor and a competitive gymnast and a holistic dentist right now. I've really been on a mission to improve the health and lifestyle of people. Patients coming into our office are asking about their oral environment and how it relates to their overall health, how their food and nutrition can support their healthy bodies after procedures, and, you know, how everything is kind of interrelated. And I have a quote for you, too, that I love this quote. I hear it all the time, but I really live by this motto. And it says, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. I mean, if you just think about that quote for a moment, you just realize that there's so many things that you can eat and put in your mouth that are directly related not only to your teeth and your gums, but really to your overall health. And so part of our comprehensive exam includes, obviously, nutritional counseling. We look at what kind of pain you're having. Do you have any root canals? Do you have any toxicity in your mouth? Do you have cavitations? What kind of things are you doing at home for your regimen to take care of your teeth? And nutritionally, it's a big thing for me because of my past experience. I always ask, what do you eat on a daily basis? What kinds of things are you putting in your mouth? How can you support your system when you're not putting the right things in your mouth? I'm really a sponge for knowledge when it comes to nutrition. My whole life, I have sought after various philosophies on diets, organic foods, supplements, exercise programs, you name it. You know, I just can spend hours in a bookstore just researching foods and cookbooks and different ideas about supplementation, different diets that are out there. There's so many trends out there right now. I seem to take more of an integrative approach because just like what I do at the office at the Center for Natural Dentistry, not every individual is the same. So I treat people, on an individual basis. It's not a cookie cutter program. It's, we go through so many different aspects. We spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours on every patient, just really diving into their needs. So basically, by popular demand, I actually started wellness coaching services. I run a company right now called Illume Health. It's Illume Health. It helps people improve their physical and emotional well-being. So what I do is I customize programs for individuals and focus on different aspects of nutrition, exercise, and wellness. I mean, who wouldn't want to feel more energy on a daily basis? Who wouldn't want to feel more balanced? And, I can help you feel much more incredible on a daily basis from your nutritional needs, from, how to exercise. What do I do? I've done the research for you. I've been doing this for a very long time. I look at things in a very, very different way, more integrative approach. I can customize a program for you to help you not only look at your dental health and to see what's going on there, but also what's going on in your lifestyle. What do you do at your house? What kinds of things do you eat? What kinds of things are you drinking? What foods, where do you shop? What optimal wellness and optimal well-being really requires a strong base. I mean, you wouldn't want to build a house without laying a sturdy foundation or using the best materials. And the same goes for your health. Good nutrition, regular physical activity, weight maintenance, adequate rest, and, countering daily stress all go a long way, helping you toward your goals and for you to stay healthy. A balanced lifestyle becomes even more important as you get older, when you may find yourself faced with new challenges, whether they're symptoms of menopause or a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. And, really you need to think what you put in your mouth doesn't just influence your taste buds. It can have a body-wide effect on everything from your levels of cholesterol to the strength of your bones to the smoothness of your skin. And, we truly are what we eat. And so nutrition is hands down key for everything that you do in your lifestyle. So I customize a program with my wellness coaching services. I will really dive into the things that are going on in your life and to help you maintain balance and basically feel much better on a daily basis. I mean, really, if you think about it, what's holding you back from feeling more energy and superior on a daily basis? Have you ever really sat down and thought about, I really want to feel this way, I want to feel better, but what's really holding me back? Why can't I do this? Are there different stresses in my life? Are there people that don't support me? Is it lack of motivation? Is it poor exercise habits, bad genetics? We all have excuses, but I can help you sort through those. I can help you feel accountable for the things that you're doing. You're always able to lose fat and gain muscle. I mean, hands down, anybody can do that. It's just trying to find a program and what works for you. So if you're interested in anything about nutrition, we do welcome calls here. Again, it's 1-866-K-PRAISE or 1-866-577-2473. I've read a lot of articles about nutrition, different programs, different diets, and I think the most common denominator that you see throughout any website that is based on nutrition or exercise or wellness is that the greatest impact of your body composition, your health, and your performance is hands down nutrition. You can start researching that, and it just comes up again and again and again and again. I mean, really, this is the limiting factor. What we do at the Center for Natural Dentistry, too, is we support patients at pre and post surgery with not only nutrition, homeopathics, but we give you ideas of the things and the foods that can help your body heal. That is our medicine. We don't have to say, take an antibiotic or take some pain medications. In fact, most people after a surgical procedure, we don't even give pain medications because we notice the natural alternatives to help your body heal. And it works. Poor nutrition will hold you back. Good nutrition will always move you forward. So we have to look at that. We feel really lucky in San Diego here, too, because we have a lot of holistic healers, a lot of places to go for different levels of coaching. We have a lot of great resources here in San Diego. We live in a beautiful place. The environment is definitely, a great place to heal. We have sunshine most of the year. You have to look at the things you're grateful for, how you balance your life, your relaxation, exercise. There's many things to do. If your program's not working for you and you're doing things that you have been doing over the years and it hasn't been working, that's why I can help you out. I can find ways to mix things up a little bit and help you find that plan that will work for you, different ways to exercise that you may not even think about, challenging yourself to do different things that you wouldn't necessarily do. Maybe you're a runner and you need more muscle. Let's get you in the gym. Let's teach you how to do certain things. Let's go paddle boarding, surfing. I mean, there's so many different things to reach out and mix things up in your program, but you just have to be willing to do it, and you have to find that motivation inside yourself to say, I just need to feel more energized. I'm not liking the way things are happening in my life, but I need a little bit of a push. We all have mentors in our lives, and including myself, the most successful people have mentors. You have to be accountable for the things that you do. You have to look up for people to help you out, and you have to just search out for that. So what I want to do right now also is talk to you about, we have a lot of books at our office too, and one of the books that always gets my attention too is a book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Weston A. Price, which a lot of people have actually have heard of. Dr. Weston Price is one of the most prominent health researchers of the 20th century, and he has an amazing, amazing story about his research on dental decay and how it is caused primarily by nutritional deficiencies, and that those conditions that promote decay also promote disease. It's a phenomenal book, and it goes through research on primitive people and tooth decay and how their teeth develop and the foods that they eat and you know, kind of comparing that to what we eat today and the foods that we eat and how the difference in dental decay has been. And, you know, if anybody's interested in that book, we do have it at our office. But again, it's called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Weston A. Price. It's amazing. And once again, you know, it goes back to nutrition. It goes back to, you know, why nutrition is directly related to your overall health and also your dental health too. There's another great book too by Thomas McGuire called Tooth Fitness. It's your guide to healthy teeth. And he talks a lot about nutrition in this book and how, you know, you can, the most important thing that you must do if you want to use your diet as a preventive dental tool is to make a firm decision to change your diet from an unhealthy one to a healthy one. He talks about different kinds of sugars, how that affects your teeth, and obviously your overall health too. So once again, it's Tom McGuire, Tooth Fitness, Your Guide to Healthy Teeth. So another person that always strikes my attention is Andrew Weil. And he has magazines out there. The last one that I had was A Guide to Women's Health Over 40. There's so many different articles in his magazine about nutrition and general health, new ways of eating, the different food pyramids, how the food pyramid from a long time ago just doesn't jibe today with today's eating. You know, with dairy and meats and grains. We have a different pyramid today, too, more of like an anti-inflammatory pyramid of basically getting more balanced foods, choosing healthy fats, eliminating the unhealthy fats, looking at the different grains, getting certain kinds of raw vegetables and seafoods and beans, legumes, different pastas, fruits and vegetables, different kinds of spices. I'm really big on turmeric. There's a lot of benefits of turmeric and how that can help you heal too. You know, we learn different things throughout the years too. And just as a practicing holistic dentist, I learned so much from my patients and how different kinds of foods and homeopathics and different things can actually help you heal. And I learn every day from my patients. You know, one of the things that I learned, I would say, in the last 6 months is oil pulling and with coconut oil and how that releases a lot of toxicity from your mouth and really helps the oral environment heal. There's a great book out there with an author last name of Fife, F-I-F-E. It's called Oil Pulling, and it does release a lot of toxicity from your mouth, and it's just phenomenal. It's an easy read, and there's just a lot of great information out there, too. But I'm going to give you some nutritional tips, and, well, there's more than five, but I think kind of my top five would be to bone up on calcium. We all, you know, need calcium, especially as we get older. We don't necessarily need it from dairy. I'm not a big fan of dairy for different reasons, but you can get calcium from so many other things, especially, you know, your green vegetables. Everyone needs calcium too for your bones and your jaw bones and, you know, everywhere else. So we need to really look at the calcium that we're taking every day. Aiming for maybe a total of 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day, really from all sources. Calcium-rich foods are obviously dairy products, but fortified orange juice, soy milk, leafy greens, sardines. So the other one is iron. Women especially need a lot of iron. Be sure to get about 18 milligrams of this mineral a day from your diet. Some good sources are seafood, poultry, red meat, fortified cereals, beans, spinach. Iron's great. I try to, you know, get a lot from spinach and greens that I actually put in my smoothies. Seek out whole soy. There's a lot of, sometimes there's a lot of negative talk on soy. And although, it's the isoflavones, I think some critics worry that these could increase the risk of breast cancer. But there's a lot of research suggesting that moderate, regular consumption of whole soy foods, especially beginning early in life, may actually reduce the odds of developing the disease. So you can get soy from a lot of different things like soy milk or edamame, tempeh, soybeans, things of that sort. The fourth one is go green. I'm a big fan of that. I juice a lot. A lot of green vegetables provide you with a lot of vitamins and minerals that we all need. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. They're rich in a compound called indoles. That have been shown in some studies to lower the risk of cancers like breast, colon, lung, and liver. There's also evidence that they may help prevent and even reverse precancerous changes to the cervix. So leafy greens like kale, spinach, they also contain folic acid, and they're really, really healthy for you. The fifth one is alcohol. Sip smarter. It's true that moderate alcohol has been linked to a lower risk of cardiovascular disease in some men and women, but even we've seen some studies, even one drink a day appears to increase a woman's risk of breast cancer by 30%. There's different studies out there too, so just be very cognizant about that. So the other thing too is exercise. Big fan of exercise too. I talk about this in my program at Illume Health, and it's just part of nutrition too. It makes you feel more energized, gives your brain just more mental focus, and no matter what you're doing too, yoga, not just working out at the gym, just going for a walk. There's a lot of things that can help your mind, body, and soul. And I'm really a big fan of that too. I want to tell you too, with my wellness coaching service, like I said before, called Illume Health, I-L-L-U-M-E. You can connect with me on my Facebook fan page, which is www.facebook.com/IllumeHealth, I-L-L-U-M-E Health. And it's a great place to learn more about me and what I'm doing. You can also connect with me on email at Stacy Goddess, StacyGodes, at IllumeHealth.com. So I can answer any questions too if you want to send me an email. But if any of this resonates with you, please try to contact me on my Facebook or my email address. I am doing a 5-week quick start program. That's a pretty tangible program to help kind of detoxify you, either help you lose weight, get more energy, more focus, kind of a quick start. Let's figure out what to do to, make you more aware of health and get you more healthy and more energized. I do an assessment at that time too and give you a lot of recommendations, help you be accountable. But it's a jump start to my program, and I'm very excited about that too. You can also contact me at the Center for Natural Dentistry. Our number there is 760-536-1199. We are accepting new patients there, and I'd be more than happy to, have you come see me and talk about some issues that you may have. And at that point, too, I can also talk to you about my program at Illume Health. I'm very excited about this, too, and I really look forward to getting the word out about the importance of health and nutrition and fitness. Holistic dentistry is absolutely 100% part of this. It is all interrelated, and I really look forward to, getting that word out and affecting as many people as possible. And the best way to start is just contacting me, again, facebook.com/IllumeHealth or Stacy Goddess, StacyGodes, at IllumeHealth.com. So it's been a pleasure this morning, and I look forward to coming on the show more often, talking more about holistic dentistry, more about my program at Illume Health, and it's great to be in San Diego, and I'm just going to enjoy the day today, get my smoothie in after this talk, and going to exercise today. It makes you feel more confident, and so I hope everyone has a wonderful day here in San Diego, and I look forward to having many, many more shows and to give you my knowledge over the years. So thank you very much.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.